Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. Hi, I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday, January the 31st, 2013, and I am so excited that we have made it through another month into the new year, our first month, actually, into the new year. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the talk show. If this is your first time, welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. If you are a follower of this show, we are so excited that you have joined us once again. We thank you for all of your messages, your information that you send to us, topics that you want to talk about that we have here on the show. And we just thank you so much because without you, if you don't contact me, that I don't know that you're able to enjoy this show and that you are enjoying it, but I thank you, thank you, thank you for all the comments and all the likes that we get on our Facebook page and the messages that we get in our message board at Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am excited tonight about the show. As always, I look forward to being with you on Thursday night. There is a lot going on at Issues Concerning Women. The company is growing and moving right along. And tonight we have a special guest on the line. And I'm going to introduce her in just a few moments. And I just want you all to just get your pencils and paper ready before I bring my special guest on. Her name is Glynis Clarice, and she is a visionary, a consultant, an author, and we're going to tell you more about her, but she's holding on the line, so I don't want to keep her holding, so get ready and listen to the show. Ask questions. You can call in at 1-347-826-7543 so you can speak to our sister that's going to be on the line. She's the author of the book, The Spiritual Diva. So let me get her on the line, and then we're going to get started. Glynis, are you there? Hello? Are you there? Glynis, can you hear me? Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty here. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
This is not Glynis.
Is it? I'm sorry. I thought you were Glynis. Hi, this is Francine. Now, who's on the line?
This is Lil Lisa.
Hi, Lalisa. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
I was just tuning in to listen to your show tonight.
Okay, great. We're supposed to have a guest speaker, but and I thought that was her number because she lives up near you. And I know that you're in New Jersey and she's in New York. So I was thinking it was her calling in, but that's okay. I will talk to you until she gets to call in. Okay, how about that?
Hey, listen. Oh, wonderful. So,
good, good, good.
Yes.
So how are you today?
I am well, thank you. I am doing well. How's everything going your way?
It's going great. And ladies and gentlemen, this is my sister friend, LaLisa Williams. She's calling out of Hillside, New Jersey. She was here this month for our Business and Leadership Conference, and I'm telling y'all, whoever missed it, she rocked the house, okay? We're still talking about her. LaLisa, tell them a little bit about the conference and when you were here in Virginia Beach.
Oh, yes. It was wonderful traveling down to Virginia Beach. Myself and three other women came down for your Business and Leadership Conference. The fellowship, the networking was just awesome. We got a chance to hear from some powerful speakers. I know it was a two-day event. We got there on Saturday for the Saturday portion, wishing we had been there for the whole weekend. But we got to hear from the awesome Dr. Hayward Horton. We got to hear from a very powerful young speaker, N.J. Robinson, also a life coach, and she's with Radio One, one of their executives, and last name Gilliam, I know that much.
Karen.
Yes.
Our girl Karen. Yes.
Karen, you and, you know, I mean, oh, my God, just the, you know, the networking, meeting Miss Maria and, you know, some of her team members. So it was just awesome, you know, networking, talking about leadership, entrepreneurship, you know, just talking about making a difference in, you know, in the economy and society. It was just education. I mean, it was just all good. I learned so much. And it was great. I can't wait till the next one. Looking forward to coming back to another one of yours. That's the second event that I've gone to that you've done on leadership and or businesses and your vendors that you had there as well. And so I got me a nice pin to go on my suit and nice flower. So, yeah, my cousin actually bought it for me and gave it to me on the ride home. So it was just wonderful.
Oh, nice. And in case you all don't know who she's talking about, she's talking about Marian Shakur. And she's known locally. She has the scarf. People know her as a scarf lady because she's a tiny woman, but honey, she can whip that scarf, honey, and slip it and tuck it. It looks awesome. And she also presented me with a flower pin during the conference and to match my blouse that I was wearing. So I was pleased. I was just strutting around like a little peacock, honey, with my flower oil. So we had an awesome time.
It was awesome, I tell you. Yes. I can't wait for the next one. I had a great time, came back. We're all fired up. And, you know, entrepreneurs up here and just around. And actually, Dr. Horton is going to be coming on my radio show on Monday morning. So
wonderful.
Yes, we're just excited about, you know, the connections that we made, you know, through your having that event. We're just so blessed that you had it. Miss Robin, getting connect with her again. I'm sorry, Jennifer, Miss Jennifer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. You know, just the professionalism and networking that you guys showed us, you know, it just was great. You know me, I wish I could be living down there in Virginia Beach.
Well, girl, you know that that might just happen because I know how you love the water. I would tell you, last year when Lisa was here in September, we had a program on the beach, and
yes. It
was awesome.
Yes.
What was the name of that, Lisa?
It was called Empowerment on the Beach.
Oh, yes, girl. And
she was
out there with her sarong on, girl. And I'm telling you, her hair was blowing in the wind. She just was awesome. And we met wonderful ladies that day.
Yes.
You know, we can't create these things. If these things are God ordained, because the ladies that we met the ladies who played the harp, remember her?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And then the cancer survivor, she had survived cancer. I don't know how many times she, you know, she was telling us she just came over and she wouldn't know what we were doing. And she sit down and talk. Oh, it was just absolutely wonderful. So I know we're going to do that again in September when Lisa's coming back in September this year, 2013. And tell them about your conference in August, the 24th. 2013, so they can start getting ready for that. I told everybody to get their pencils and paper ready. See, y'all got to write this stuff down so y'all don't forget. But you can always call me if you do forget at 757-567-6734. But, Lalisa, tell them about your conference coming up in August.
Okay, in August, on Saturday, August 24th, make your way to Newark, New Jersey for our second annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We have about 30 to 40 vendors that are going to be there. Last year was the first one. We had, you know, between the vendors and other people, we had close to 60-something women in the room. We have phenomenal speakers, of which you are one of our main speakers, Francine Humphrey. So we're looking so much forward to you coming back. Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant is also one of our main speakers, and she also, you know, highlighted the event for us. She's already agreed, you know, the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, she'll be our speaker. And we've added a few other speakers, Mary Kochet, she also is a speaker, now author. She's also coming back, and so a couple other people, Kawan Fitch. She's going to be one of our speakers this year, Beverly Carter, and so it's going to be even more powerful than last year. We're in a bigger location in the city of Newark at the B.F. Johnson Community Center, and it is just going to be awesome. I'm going to meet with a team of women in another week or so at an event. They're having some type of financial breakfast or something like that at the same place. I'm going to center the B.F. Johnson Center, so I'm going to connect with those women. I want to have flyers ready to hand out on that day. It's just going to be awesome. Please make your way to New Jersey. The event is already set up on Facebook, so you can go right to the event page on Facebook and stay in touch. As soon as we get the flyers ready, we'll have them out to you. We've solicited already. About half the vendor spaces are already reserved, but we still have a few left. Isn't that something?
It is awesome. It is absolutely awesome. And I'm telling you, I had a marvelous time last year in August in New Jersey, and I'm looking forward to it. We're actually coming up on the train this time. We've already found out what time our train leaves and what time we're going to get there. So we're excited. So we're looking forward to bringing women from Hampton Roads to New Jersey. So if anybody is interested in catching the train up with us, and if you live in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, the train now stops in Norfolk. So you don't have to go all the way to Newport News. But if you live on that side, you can catch the train there as well and get on the train at Newport News, and takes us right into New Jersey, and then that we'll get there on that Friday, and we'll spend the night, and then we'll be ready for the conference on Saturday morning. So just contact me. You can leave me a message here on our message board at blogtalkradio.com/ICW, or you can call me, or you can call in tonight at 1-347-826-7543 and speak to my good friend, Lalisa Williams, and she's a coach and an author. Now, Lalisa, tell them, I know you weren't supposed to be interviewed tonight, but since you're on the line, girl, you know we have to take advantage of every opportunity to make our announcements and to advertise. So tell them about your book, Release Your Power.
Oh, yes. Francine, the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And so as you're becoming who you really are, as you are following those 8 strategies and releasing your power, becoming authentically you, choosing to change, that's one of the strategies. You know, for individuals who are needing to go to the next level in their life, you're not going to go to the next level without serious change. You're not going to get to the next level. A lot of people say, I want to go to the next level. I want something new. I want something new in my relationships. I want something new with my finances. I want something new in my health. But yet they're doing the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to go to the next level. People have ministries. I want to go to the next level in my ministry, in my Christian walk, or what have you. I want to go to the next level on my job, in my career, in my business, but not willing to change. So
yes,
that book's right there, the very first chapter, Choosing to Change. And then in the second chapter, the second strategy, as I'm calling it, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are, becoming the authentic you, so that you really, now you're really releasing your power. With each and every strategy that you work through, through that book, you're releasing your power and becoming more powerful, becoming more successful, going to another level, going higher, deeper. The second strategy, taking time with yourself, spending time with yourself. If you, you know, I tell people, I don't know how people are getting into relationships, starting businesses, and you don't even really know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really know what you're going for. Dreams or what's your mission, what's your purpose in life, why are you here, where are you going? You have to take the time to know who you are, you know. So anyway, that's what the book, you know, and I could go on and on. There's, you know, 8 strategies all together, you know, and each
okay.
of them, and each of these strategies, as you are working through these strategies, you're releasing your power. And as you release, as you're becoming authentically you, and you're releasing this power, you know, you're changing and you're going higher and higher and reaching more success, accomplishing more of what God would have for you to accomplish in your life.
That is absolutely awesome. Lalisa's book is available for purchase, and she has a wonderful program that she has developed that she helps other people in her community through her book sales. And so, Lalisa, tell them how they can get a copy of Release Your Power.
Right. They can go to the website, www.release-your-power.com. So you can go right to the website and get it. You can go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon and go to the website, and you can order it that way. But when you purchase it from the website, we'll use those proceeds to get that book into the hands of people who are in recovery. There are a lot of people who are in recovery, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional recovery. When you are in recovery, you need to know who you really are, because typically people end up in situations that make them probably feel less than who they really are because of their trauma, because of their situations. So we're really trying to get this book into the hands of individuals that have been, you know, neglected or molested, or they've been abused or left out some kind of way, or just through their own neglect even. And so they just have a lack of motivation. So we're very excited about that. We're happy for it. At your event, we had announced there, and oftentimes I do this, I don't always do it, but we had people that specifically, you know, bought books for individuals that are in our recovery program in Jersey
mm-hmm.
City. So, you know, so they're right there. It's a life skills program that I teach, with individuals teaching them the life, and I'm teaching them the life skill of how to become authentically themselves through releasing their power.
Absolutely wonderful. I am so excited that you were able to get on the show tonight, because normally we miss each other when we're doing the shows. Oh, because Lalisa's schedule is crazy. If you go to Lalisa Williams on Facebook, honey, she has something going on almost every day. She's teaching and she's speaking engagements. So if you need a speaker and you're in the New Jersey area, you can contact her. And she has wonderful insight. And what I wanted to share with everyone tonight, when Lisa talks about we have to be authentic and we have to change ourselves, we can't continue to do what we want to do or what we used to do and think we're going to get different results. And anytime we step outside of our assumptions or the habits and we start to look at things differently, then we're able to break through and see a new insight. Steve Harvey talks about having the third eye as a comedian. And we have to start looking at the world like comedians look at the world, or like spiritual leaders look at the world, because, you know, they see things differently than the average person. So we have to start opening our eyes so that we can open our hearts and see things more clearly and see things the way that God really wants us to see them. And being that we are leaders in the community, Lalisa and I and all the people that come to my conferences who are my speakers, they are chosen because of their insight. And it's not a gift that I have, but God leads me to these particular people. And then I get so excited because they can actually see my vision and they want to come and participate. Because I'm telling you, the people that I had in that room on the 18th and the 19th, there is no monetary way I could have even afforded to have even one of them there. But see, God has his way of doing things and opening doors for us if we start to believe in the vision and believe in the things that we see. And I just thank God for Lalisa. I thank God for her beauty, for her insight, for the visionary that she is, and how she sees things. When she looks at the sunrise, she just don't see the sun. She sees it bigger than the sun actually is. Mm. So I'm going to start preaching. Come on. When she sees the water, she sees it further than when you see the line, when she's looking out into the water and she's doing the empowerment on the beach, she's seeing it further than the line that you see that's kind of drawing at the end where we think the earth is going to fall off. No, she sees it further than that. So that's, God has empowered her. She's an awesome woman of God. I love her. Y'all can tell probably by the way I'm talking about her. I love her insight. I love the visionary that she is. And I thank God for her because she's the kind of woman that when we talk about dance like nobody's watching, she does that every single day. Mm. It's not just on Sunday when she's at church. And I'm not with her every day, but I know who she is because God has let me take a peek into her life. You know, and there's no special gift that I have, but it's just sometimes when he puts people in your life, he has to open your eyes so that you also get the big picture and so that you can dance along with her. So, Lalisa, thank you. Thank you so much for being my friend. Thank you for coming to my conferences. Thank you for seeing my vision, because if Lalisa couldn't see my vision, she wouldn't be on this show tonight.
Mm.
If she didn't see some of the things that God had ordained for her to see in me, she wouldn't have been at my conference
mm-hmm.
in January. She wouldn't have been in my conference in September. I wouldn't have been in hers in August. But so, people, what I'm trying to say tonight is open your eyes and look beyond what's directly in front of you. Look mm-hmm. at people the way that God looks at them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always looking at man for who he is, how he's dressed, what her hair looks like, what kind of suit he has on, does he have a hanky in his pocket. That's how we look at people. But start looking at their hearts and the things that they do.
Yeah.
And the vision that she has for her community. She is all about outreach. She loves her community. And that's where we have to start. And that's another reason why I love her. She started in her own community. Then she has built a bridge and through Virginia. Now we're connecting North Carolina. She's connecting New York, Ohio, you know, Texas. She's connecting all over the United States. And once she built a bridge in her community, now she's building it all over the United States and then eventually all across the world. So, girl, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm still on fire. And I thank God for you. We have to stop looking at things in a simple way and start looking at them in a majestic way, higher than high.
Wow.
Higher than high. God is so awesome.
Oh, God,
he is so awesome.
I was telling people that, you know, the other day, I think on the show, maybe on my radio show, I was telling people, we have to take off the limits. The only limitation
mm-hmm.
that we have is our own mind, is our own thinking.
Yes.
There's no other limitation.
Yes. Yes, and we are just experiencing our spiritual intelligence. I'm going to teach a class on that because I think people need to connect with that. I think that's one of the things that I'm missing in a lot of folks' lives. You know, they're doing everything. They think they're doing everything right, but they're not spiritually connected. They don't have that connection where they're seeing things beyond what's right in front of them. So I'm going to do a class on SQ. So I'll send you the information about that when I get that all set up. But, Lalisa, you have some other things going on. Tell them about how they can go to your website and sign up for the Women's Empowerment to be a member in that group.
Oh, yeah, wow. You know, I tell you, things just fall into place, you know. The women, yeah, so we did the conference last year, and, you know, the response was so overwhelming, and so it was, you know, and then we get all these calls all the time where people want assistance with so many different things. So I have been wanting to do networking and wanting to have a network of entrepreneurs that can constantly help each other. You know, we don't, like Dr. Kimbrough said, we don't go to school for one period of our life. We go to school every day of our life for the rest of our life. And as entrepreneurs, we don't just, you know, run a business for one short period. It's forever. So we need to be connected. So we've been able to launch the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So the name is right there from the conference. The conference is Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, but we just took off the Summit and Business Expo, and it's the International Association, and we're running a one-year introductory special for your first year, just $20. I mean, it's almost unheard of, incredible.
Wow. But
$20, the amount of information, now it's done mostly online. However, if you are in, like, the New Jersey region, we'll have Entrepreneurs Club where people can come and network and have, you know, dinner together or lunch together. We're going to be setting up something in the bank where we'll be meeting once a month or so at one of the bank that came to the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have an official annual luncheon coming up in March. We still have the conference in August. But, yes, this is a Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, and the website is http://WLEIAssociation.wildapricot.org. And, again, we do have other membership packages as well, but membership, as I say, has its privileges. You'll be able to tap into some coaching, some mentoring, some online, you know, audio type messages to help you with your business. Think about a prepaid legal and how you tapped into all this legal advice from all this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like that for entrepreneurs. You'll be able to tap into different advice from, you'll be able to at times submit your business plan and, you know, we'll give you some feedback on it, depending on which membership you choose.
Absolutely wonderful. That is awesome. And I know you and I
and
know
we have
that
we have an online
ahead,
we have an online directory. We have directory, and also we'll be featuring each week another one of our paid members on the homepage. We got the media involved now, so we're going to be promoting it through the media here. We have a marketing specialist, Sharita. Sharita Stewart has a marketing company. She's going to help get it out there on Google using Google Ads and a girl.
Wonderful. It is a lot. So entrepreneurs, women who are just starting your business, if you're thinking about it, you haven't done it yet, or if you've been in business for a while, you need to get with Lalisa. You can find her on Facebook, and all the information is there. She posts daily, and joining this organization, it lets you know that you're not alone, that you don't have to go through it by yourself, because that's why a lot of times we get discouraged, because we don't have anybody to talk to about our business. But with Coach Lalisa, she'll be able to help you with your accountability. She'll be able to empower you and to help you get to where you need to go. So please look her up on Facebook, and all the information is there if you didn't catch it, if you didn't have your pencil and paper. But we're going to have Coach Lisa back on the show, I'm sure, and for us to do another whole interview, because she's got some more stuff coming up. And we can't get it all in 30 minutes. But, Lisa, I am so happy that you caught the show tonight, because we've been missing each other. So thank you so much, my sister. It has been a joy, as always, to have you on my show. You know you're always welcome any time.
The same here as well. You as I always was complaining that I never catch your show.
Yes, I know.
I saw you post, and I said, "Oh, I'm gonna get a chance to catch it tonight." I just
okay,
got in
great.
A meeting, so usually I'm not home at this time.
Yeah, that is awesome, and I hope that Glennis is okay. She, you know, I don't know, but anyway, I'll speak to her. I'm sure, but she's up in New York, so I don't know. You know, maybe she couldn't get through the line, because sometimes on Blog Talk you have a little trouble getting through sometimes. But, you know, God is good. I love you, my sister. We will be talking soon, and I'm going to go online tonight and see what you got going on this week, and I'll be in touch. And thank
All
you
right,
again.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. Thank you so much for listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We'll be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. God bless.